Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
One of the best food scenes in the country, right here in Minnesota. And nobody knows it like magazine food critic and James Beard Award finalist Jason DeRusha. Now bringing you the most interesting people and hottest trends. Let's listen in as DeRusha eats.
We talk a lot about sit-down restaurants, but the reality is we're dining at counter service spots way more than we sit down, make a reservation, and have someone take care of us. Hey, it's Jason DeRusha. Welcome to episode 11 of DeRusha Eats, the counter service episode. And I think you're going to love the guest we have today, Christian and Karen De Leon. Christian. Oh, what a couple. After we had them on this podcast, I just absolutely fell in love with them and went to their restaurant, their counter. It's in the back corner of a gas station convenience store in a South Minneapolis suburb. You're going to a BP, you come inside, maybe looking to pick up a Gatorade, and there you'll see El Sazon Tacos. Oh, these two are great. You're going to love their story. And then Paul Backer. Paul Backer was a chef at a fancy restaurant in the Twin Cities. He left to open a counter service restaurant in the suburbs, and it's spectacular. Toma Moho. Counter service is a place where there's as much culinary experimentation as there is in regular sit-down restaurants. And I absolutely loved talking with both of our guests on this podcast. Enjoy the De Leons from El Sazon in Eagan. And by the way, get out to that gas station. It's really good. And then Paul Backer from Toma Moho in Minnetonka, Minnesota on this episode of DeRusha Eats. I am so excited to share and learn more about our guest today story. So many people have a dream after working in a restaurant of opening their own place. Not many dream of opening a restaurant inside a BP gas station. But what the heck, right? When opportunity knocks, you have to answer. And Christian and Karen De Leon are with us. Owners of El Sazon inside an Eagan gas station. Christian and Karen, thank you so much for being here.
No, thank you, Jason.
All right. Christian, tell me your story. You were born in Guatemala?
Correct.
And when did you come here to the United States?
20 years ago.
20 years ago. Here directly to the Twin Cities?
To the Twin Cities, correct. And my uncle was kitchen manager of our restaurant. Can I say the names? Or?
Sure, yeah, of course.
Rainforest Cafe, Mall of America.
Oh, yeah. Oh, gosh. I bet you have memories of. So how old were you when you came here?
17.
17.
About to be 18.
So you're a teenager. Your uncle manages the Rainforest Cafe. That's pretty hot stuff, right?
Correct. So he offered me a job, and that time I need money to pay my bills.
Of course.
And I hate it. My first 10 years of career of cooking, I hate it. I don't see myself doing it. But after I met the right people, I just got in love with this industry.
Interesting. So when you started, it felt you didn't feel the love.
No.
Do you think it was because you were cooking kind of generic corporate food? Or
I think so. I just don't see the point to doing it. You know, like I just don't feel it. Like I say, well, this is not for me.
There is no heart or no soul or
connection.
No,
nothing. Sorry for those guys to cook that food at that time. But
well, also, like, sometimes you need a job, right?
Correct. But I always say I cook by accident. I met the right people in the right moment. Matt Bigford from Ice House was my mentor, I always say. He teach me all the fundamentals about food.
Oh, Matt, I love Matt.
Yes, yeah, great guy. Nice guy. Yeah. Correct.
Super talented chef.
Correct. So I just learn from him all I know right now, and I just discover all the food in the world kind of similar, and just get in love with this thing, and I don't see myself now doing nothing different.
Ah, that's so cool. Karen, when did you two meet?
We met...
Get a little closer to the microphone there. There you go, right there.
We met in 2006.
In 2006.
So, I don't know. We've been together 16 years. We had her going on 17 this year.
And did Christian cook for you while you were dating?
No. Well, no, not really, because he was... No.
What the heck, man? I mean, that's like...
like I said, that point...
No, that point, no, I think...
You weren't in love
with... The love for the food came after.
Correct.
We met actually working together, so back in the day... I used to work at the Mall of America, and it used to be Famous Dave's and Kokomo's.
Oh, yeah.
Before they were that, they were the Odyssey, or I think it was. I didn't know that. But it was this huge restaurant that they turned into two restaurants. So the funny thing about it was that the kitchen was shared. So it was Kokomo's and Famous Dave's shared a kitchen.
Oh,
the coolers
funny.
Were on one end, the dishwasher was on another. So I worked for the, we worked for different restaurants, but we always saw each other in the kitchen. And that's how we met.
And that's how you met.
Eventually we started dating, and now it's been we're going on 17 years together.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, I love that. And now you work together.
Now we work together.
Yes,
again,
after
we work together.
17 years.
After that, we tried working together in the restaurant. It just didn't
work out.
We didn't work out, so we're like, okay, you work your restaurant, I'll work my restaurants, and then...
It's hard to work together with someone you love, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I love him, but we still need a break from each other from time to time.
I think that's understandable. Christian and Karen De Leon own El Sazon, a taco restaurant in a very unlikely place. Tell us that story about how this came about.
I think everything happened. I was having, like, you know, I'd be executive chef for some good restaurants in the Twin Cities. I have a stable job, but I'm not happy, you know. I need something for myself. And I saw this place, friend of mine called me and said, you know what? I've been doing this, but it's not working for me. I don't have people. You want the space?
Yeah.
And that moment, I already looking for something to do, like a ghost kitchen, because after COVID was kind of thing. Everybody want to do like a...
Everyone's taken out.
Correct.
Delivery. So, yeah, the ghost kitchen.
And
which I'm glad you didn't. It seems like that trend, like people haven't connected with that as much as I thought they might.
Correct.
And it worked for a little bit, I feel. Mm-hmm. I think that, you know, during COVID times, people were, you know, that was a
you just
great
want,
option. But now people just want to go out again. And we see that ourselves, because when we started it, we geared it towards takeout. Like our thing, we're like, we're going to be so busy doing just takeout.
Right.
And it did at the beginning, but now it's like... You know, people want to sit down and eat. And unfortunately, we don't have the space for it. We have a few tables, but people can't really sit down and eat.
Right.
It's still mainly takeout, but...
So your spot, just so people know what we're talking about, your spot is inside a gas station in Eagan. It's a BP, and it's right at, what, 35E and Diffley Road, right over there?
Correct.
And so was there a restaurant there before, or what made that...
There was a restaurant, what I hear, was an Asian restaurant, like, many years ago. Then they do, like, a different concepts.
So they had a kitchen.
They had a kitchen. They have the hoods.
Yeah.
They have, like, when I say, well, that's all I need. And I tell my wife, you know what? I want to quit my job. I have, like, we used to open a new place in Uptown with a guy. I was the executive chef. I created the whole menu. I was good. She was working for Parasole, and she's like, what do you mean? You want to quit your job?
Yeah.
We have this space. And she, at the first, she's like, no, I don't think you want to, are you sure you want to cook in a gas station? I'm like, I just want to show my food.
Yeah, I was not on board 100% with it. I had just started, because I'd been working for Parasole for...
And Parasole is the parent company of, like, Manny's and Pittsburgh Blue, and in Uptown they had Chino Latino.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep, yeah. And I had just gotten a let's say, a promotion. I had just gotten an assistant manager at Pittsburgh Blue. Yeah. So it's one of their better, you know,
it's great.
Better restaurants. Yeah. I was like,
we have one in Maple
I just
Grove.
Started there.
It's a really good restaurant. They do a nice job.
Yeah, I had just started there in January. And then this started also kind of like between January and March. So we opened in March. So it's kind of...
I get it. Look, if I'm you, I'm like, you know, leaving Pittsburgh Blue to go work in a gas station is sort of like leaving your job as a television news anchor to come work in a radio station. You're like, what? Are you sure? Are you sure you want to do this? But you had the chance to share the food that you love, Christian.
Correct. We're doing, like I said, I don't do like a traditional food, but I do it the way I can think how is the food.
So what do you mean? What do you mean by that? It's not like, traditional.
Yeah, because it's hard to me to say if I make like really traditional food because I have to import all the ingredients from all the way on my country or all that stuff. And we just work with the ingredients we find here. Mm-hmm. And I feel like really comfortable. And like I said, we are a taco, but we have a different idea like what's a taco. We put a lot of love in a taco. I mean, we try to use the best ingredients we have, and the people that react.
Thinking outside
really.
The box too. So like it was at the beginning, it was a little hard because, you know, they knew we had tacos, so they come looking for a traditional taco, and ours were different. And then, you know,
different how more ingredients or more different types of combo.
I'd say not a traditional taco that you find like at a regular Mexican taco spot. I guess I would say so.
Yeah.
So we do things, I guess, a little different. So then, like, for example, like, we have a chicken al pastor taco that we have. And traditionally, al pastor, everybody knows is pork. Like, that's how you eat pork.
Right.
Or it's just chicken.
Cool.
And then, so it's different. So it's still got the al pastor flavor, but it's
flavor still chicken. Has, like, that little pineapple-y kind of bright al pastor flavor.
Yeah, we do a pineapple pico.
Oh,
on the taco,
delicious.
So we put it on top. And
yeah.
Then, but it's, you know.
It's different.
It's different.
Right.
It's
do you think, I mean, I know here in Minnesota, and we're going to talk about a little more about this in a minute, because I think Latinos are the backbone of almost every restaurant that people love in the Twin Cities. But a lot of Minnesotans kind of lump everybody in the same category and think, well, you're Guatemalan, not Mexican. Do you find that people don't? And maybe people don't know the difference, but it's different, right?
It is different, correct. It's some difference. But for us, with Mexico, we are too close, and our main ingredients are the same.
Similar. All the flavors are about
the flavors are about the similar. We just call things different. Like the torta in my country, we call chuco. Huh. So our torta is another thing, too. It's a different. We serve in a bolillo.
Yeah.
We fry beans. We grill some chihuahua cheese, some guacamole. So I do like a kind of like a mix of torta and a chuco from my country. But I think at the moment I have a still call it torta, but it's more like a chuco.
Huh, cool. Well, you know, as you travel around the country, often you find incredible food in gas stations. So we don't necessarily have that culture here, but definitely like down when you think of Tex-Mex and that type of food, or even like barbecue in Kansas City. One of the greatest barbecue restaurants in the world is located. I mean, they took the pumps out. It's not a gas station anymore. But at first, it was a gas station, Arthur Bryant. So
yeah, you know, a funny thing, we do like a 5-course meal inside of the gas station as well.
Oh, I love it.
So the first one was my friend, a really talented mixologist. So he's like, dude, what about if we do like a course meal dinner here? And I thought, I'm like, Maya, I said, yeah, outside, we can do fire or something like that. I'm like, yeah, go ahead. And he's like, no, I'm talking about inside.
Inside.
I tell him, like, no, you crazy. But after we talk about it, and like, I say, okay, what the heck, let's do it. We planning to do 20 seats, and we sold out in 24 hours, more of 50.
Wow. That was the plan. We're like, let's do, if we can get 20, if we can sell 25 tickets to this event, like, we're happy. Right, so then we posted it on that's been our main thing is social media. So we use social media a lot, and it's been our main marketing strategy. Like, I mean, or at the beginning, our budget was nothing.
$0.
We didn't have a budget. Social media was like our way to go. Like, this is going to work or it's not going to work. So, and it did. So then we posted it on social media.
So you can follow.
Sunday afternoon.
A Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, and then by Monday night, we were people, like, they were asking, like, hey, do you still have tickets? When they're upping it, and we sat 50 people.
Wow.
In, so in we the, doubled.
In the gas station. Okay, it's called El Sazon, S-A-Z-O-N. You can find him on Instagram at El Sazon, M-N. We are going to take a quick break. We'll come back. And because these two have worked in so many different restaurants in the Twin Cities, I want to know what their three favorite places to go when they're not at work running their own restaurant, which probably doesn't happen too much right now. So we're glad to have a couple of your minutes this afternoon where you guys have left the restaurant. It's El Sazon in Egan at 35E and Diffley Road. More DeRussia Eats in just a minute here on CCO. DeRussia Eats here on CCO. Turns out Karen and my kids have played against each other in soccer before. Who won? Do you remember who won? I don't remember. I hope I wasn't being...
I don't remember.
I know. It doesn't matter. It was last summer.
Maybe Richfield might have won.
I think Richfield won. Yeah. The first... They were supposed to play... Richfield and whatever... I don't know. These soccer clubs, I feel like...
There was a referee
shortage. There's a referee shortage. Yeah, so my 15-year-old was playing defense, and your 15-year-old was the goalie?
Yes.
Yes. Very funny. It's a small town.
Small town. Yes.
I try to behave as a fan because I never know if someone's going to be like, is that Jason DeRussia screaming at the... I can't have that. Can't have that. We have Christian De Leon and Karen De Leon with us here. They are the owners of El Sazon, S-A-Z-O-N. And you can follow them on Instagram, and I'll post our picture on my Instagram, DeRussia J. But there, if you just search El Sazon, M-N, you'll see it. Pop up on Instagram, El Sazon. There's like underscore in between it, but there you go. One of our texters says El Sazon is the most beautiful food I've ever eaten.
Thanks.
How about that? That's pretty cool. Yeah. It's how's business?
Business, I mean, we started 9 months ago, just myself, my brother-in-law, my son, and Karen,
yeah.
And now, and I used to say, well, if I can make $400 a day, we want to be used to right. And we started like that, like $400, $300
a day.
If you
make $400, $600, then you can pay your rent and you'll be okay.
And you know, and I'll say, you know,
food.
It took us by surprise because when we first opened, I actually kept my job for a few more months. Mm-hmm. I didn't quit. He quit his full-time job. I didn't.
So
because we
expensive.
Needed that backup.
Yeah.
Because we didn't know how it was going to be.
That's right.
You
got to sell a lot more tacos to afford Karen.
So we didn't know how it was going to be. So I kept my job through June until it got to be too much. Then I had to quit. But we're like, it's going to take us a few months to get people to know us, to get people to know we're here. And then, but we got pretty lucky and blessed. We were in Star Tribune within like 3 weeks, I think, after we opened. And then from there, it just has not stopped.
You guys have had some good media coverage.
And then
is that because you two have reached out, or people discovered you?
The people discovered us.
Yeah.
And then the one thing we we joined like the Egan community page, and the Egan community has been amazing. And
that was
a big one too. Like we joined the community group, and we posted on there. We're here.
They spread the word too.
And then we did the one post like, hey, we're here, come check us out. And then the word it's been a lot of word to mouth because, funny enough, we don't even have a sign.
Outside.
That says we are there.
Oh, funny.
We don't have a sign like on the street or anything. So people that know we're there.
You just have to know.
Yes.
If you put it on Google, it does say we're inside the gas station, but there's no actual physical sign that we're there.
No sign. So when people drive up, they'll just see the regular BP.
Right.
Correct.
So interesting. El Sazon is the name of it.
Word of mouth.
You guys have a big menu. Which to me says you have bigger ambitions besides just being in the gas station. What's the growth goal if you have one now?
Have a restaurant, sit down restaurant.
Yeah.
And I think we have some options at the moment, but it's nothing signed yet.
So you're looking. You're looking.
We're looking
for expand and have a second location. We want to keep that one. The menu look big because we designed it to kind of look big. But basically, it's only like 7 items in the whole menu.
That just sort of change. You could change out the
Yeah.
Right. Right. Yep. Yeah. So it just looks bigger than it really is.
Because we divide it by meats.
All right. Give me your favorite, your three favorite restaurants to go to in the Twin Cities when you're not at work.
We big fans of Parasole.
Right.
So we, yeah. My kid actually loved to go to Salud Christian because he loved the
escargots. Salud,
Salud probably is one of the...
Escargots is a go-to,
yeah.
huh?
Uh-huh.
Those are good. Salud is good.
We like Salud. It's just down the street from our house. We live really close to there. So.
Nice.
And we when we want like a pub food, we have this Richfield place called Fire Foundry.
Fireside Foundry.
Fireside Foundry.
Correct.
There's right. Another one. Great neighborhood spot.
It's one of two.
And nice. When we actually, funny enough, we discovered another place at a gas station as well, which we get takeout from, and it's called Dominic's Pizza. They sell amazing Philly cheesesteaks, and it's right down the street from where, well, a little bit farther down the street from Egan. It's still in Egan, I think, but they're also inside a gas station.
Which cool.
It's just pretty good. Cool. They have. They sell pizza, but we love the Philly cheesesteaks that they have there.
All right. That's awesome. Dominic's Pizza. That's I think it's technically Invergrove Heights, but it's Invergrove right Heights, it's right in that same area. I'm South Robert there. Really cool. You guys are just absolutely delightful. It was so fun to have you on. And I hope I hope everyone doesn't go tomorrow. Spread out your visits.
Correct.
But go to El Sazon, S-A-Z-O-N, El Sazon, right inside the BP in Egan at 35E in Diffley.
We're there Monday through Saturday. We don't open on Sundays.
Very good. Thank you, guys. We appreciate it. Christian De Leon and Karen De Leon. Thank you both so much.
Thank you for having me.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you, you know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
DeRussia Eats continues. Here's your host, Jason DeRussia.
I think you're really going to enjoy our next guests who are here from a relatively new restaurant in Minnetonka in the western suburbs. But they started the genesis of this, which is a counter service, quick serve type restaurant. It's a bit of a, well, I would say it's a big shift from the way they started. So we're glad to have a couple of the team in charge of Toma Moho Grill. I said it right.
Yeah, you said it right.
It's spelled T-O-M-A and then M-O-J-O. And Paul Backer is here along with Chris Neal. Paul, people make it Toma Mojo, don't they?
Yeah, they like to say Mojo. That's especially people out in Wayzata. They love to say Mojo.
Well, it's because they have such mojo in life. They thought you would name it that. Why is it called Toma Moho?
Well, honestly, it's called Toma Moho because, well, we use tomato in a vast majority of the things we do. And we were trying to think of a name that people would remember when they get back to the office. We tried to think of something that was two syllables or less and people could easily Google.
Yeah. And there is nothing else named Toma Moho, so it works out great.
Absolutely.
Correct. Yeah. Paul, your background is really in fine dining. I think I first met you, I don't know if it was Tilia or St. Genevieve or where you were at, but you tell us some of the restaurants you've been at.
Some of the restaurants I've been at. I spent most of my time at Tilia and St. Genevieve. I actually met you the first time we were at an event called Farm in the Cities at Solera.
Oh my gosh,
from Jorge Guzman.
Yes. Whatever happened to him? He turned out all right.
Yeah, he's done a couple things.
What made you and the group that you work with, what made you say, all right, I have this background in fine dining, excellent, excellent restaurants. What made you say, I want to go out to the western suburbs near Ridgedale Mall and open a counter service place?
Well, we opened the counter service place mainly because of the amount of conversations you have with your significant other, like I do, where you say, what are we going to get for dinner tonight? And while you're driving home, it's either burgers or salads, and there's almost nothing in between. And we just saw an opportunity in something that could be in that in-between space, but made with ingredients you can pronounce. So it's real food was kind of a focus, too. There's so much garbage that's convenient. So we wanted to really make something that was convenient and just honest food.
Right. And
Chris.
And then when you add children to the mix, when you start a family, you want to find things that are healthy, convenient, priced reasonably, and are enjoyed by both the children and the parents.
Yeah, it's hard sometimes to find all of that, isn't it?
Right.
It's a challenge. I know, I think about like my kids and where we've gone, and you look around, we ended up driving to more sit-down type restaurants because we just didn't feel great about some of the quicker options.
Yeah, I mean, the amount of times that I sadly look at ingredients on things online and I'm like, I don't think I want to eat that. It might be a wrestling mat.
Exactly. Chris, when you think about the way you guys design the menu and the food you have at Toma Moho, it's sort of a choose your own adventure situation, right? You pick your protein and then explain it to us.
Sure. That's certainly how it first started out, where, you have your plate or platter options. You choose your protein between roast chicken, pulled pork. We also have vegan Beyond sausages. And then you choose additional sides to go with those.
But you've sort of evolved it, right? Because people like guidance.
Absolutely. We found that not everybody enjoyed the choose your own adventure. So we did add some more curated bowls, salads, sandwiches.
Yeah. To me, the real magic in what you guys are doing is that it's priced still at an approachable price point. But the sauces that you make are so delicious, and you can tell, I guess, is that the difference of having someone who has spent time in these fine dining environments?
Yeah, maybe that's the main difference, is that we know how to take things just from raw vegetables and raw ingredients and make them into a sauce that, is craveable without using ketchup or, such things as the base. We use raw vegetables and vinegar and some oil.
And that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But the sauces are so good, So you have like a green mojo sauce or a brava sauce, which you see a lot in Spanish cooking. But I think a lot. Have you had to educate people as to what some of this stuff is, like a piri piri or a?
Oh, yeah. I mean, the amount of times we get the question of what is green mojo, and I have to.
Well, why would they know? Most people wouldn't know that.
Yeah, it's totally a reasonable thing, and I have to explain like, oh, it's basically just an herb puree. It's a sauce that is mostly just herbs ground up into a sauce, and they're like, wait, what? You can do that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like people know pesto, I think, in Minnesota because you take, but it's really the same principle, right? Where you're just taking herbs and vinegar and
spices and.
And that's healthy stuff. Like you're not putting a lot of sugar or anything in these sauces, are you?
We actually don't use any refined sugars. The only sweetener we use actually is agave, and that's only in a couple things. We tried really hard to be conscious of if people did come on the regular, we're not gonna harm them from a health standpoint, unless you go with some of our maybe some French fries too often.
Well, right. That's right.
But back to the sauces. A couple of the compliments that I really enjoy getting are, wow, this is something I've never tried before. This is interesting. Or we have a customer that grew up in South Africa who is reminded of his childhood based on the flavors of our sauces. So
wow.
A little combination of something new and something memorable.
We're talking with Paul and Chris from Toma Moho Grill in Minnetonka. It's near Ridgedale. It's kind of across Plymouth Road. It's on Ridgedale Drive. You know, you've got like the Lunds and Byerly's, and then you just like keep going.
Yep, tucked behind there.
What used to be there?
Noodles and Company.
Noodles and Company, that's right. What has been the hardest thing about this journey, owning your own business during this really crazy time?
Easily the hardest thing has been the supply chain. There was actually a time frame last September where the supply chain was so broken that our main vendor of most goods called us and said, we can't deliver to you for the next 2 weeks.
And 2 weeks?
Yeah, 2 weeks.
Wow.
So I got in my car and started driving around, and mm-hmm. by the time I made it to the Restaurant Depot over in Brooklyn Center there, it was actually really fun because I got there and it was like a reunion. I saw all these people I hadn't seen in years, and we all joked, like we all had the same call, you know, no one could get product. So it was just kind of, right. It was a funny, like it was not an ideal experience, but it was kind of hilarious to see, say hi to so many people.
Mm-hmm.
They're all in the same boat.
Yeah. We'll talk about staffing and how you find staff in the western suburbs, plus get some of your picks of your favorite restaurants in the Twin Cities to go to when you guys are off the clock. That is, we continue with Toma Moho Grill. Go check them out right near Ridgedale Mall in Minnetonka. More DeRussia Eats when we continue here on CCO. Paul Backer and Chris Neal from Toma Moho Grill are here. Go see that. They're open right now in Minnetonka if you're looking for dinner. It is delicious. And Chris, I met you because back when I was coaching the high school debate team.
Correct. Yep.
And speech team, we had catering from Toma Moho. And it was incredible. Catering's a big part of the business now.
Yeah, catering's really, really taken off. We do a lot of takeout. We do a lot of third-party deliveries in-house. But catering has become a real part of it. Companies that are, you know, trying to get their employees back in the office are enticing them with a free meal.
Free lunch, yeah. Yep.
Churches are still gathering, so
good.
We've been catering for them. Schools such as your debate team.
So. Football, we got lots of football watching, all that sort of stuff. That's right. Would be perfect for it. Your food travels really well, so it's ideal for catering.
Mm.
Paul, how hard has it been to hire people and to staff?
Well, I know a lot of people out there are having a really hard time with that. We haven't had such a problem with that as much as yeah. I've heard from other people.
Do you miss fine dining?
Not at all. I still love eating it. It's great. I just I like the idea of kind of having a more focused mission than I had at some other places where we are trying really hard to make a more health conscious, convenient option for people, always trying to figure out ways to drive actually our prices down, which is kind of the opposite of what I've done at some past jobs.
Yeah. Yeah. It's got to be. I mean, I think there's this idea that in anything that like the most luxury is the best. And I sort of reject that. Not sort of. I totally reject that. Mm-hmm. I think if you can provide approachable, delicious, clean label type eating for more people, more accessible, you're really doing, certainly something as important as someone who's creating a beautiful tasting menu.
Oh,
maybe
yeah.
more important because you're reaching more people.
Yeah. I mean, that was a big shift in what I was trying to focus on with, with what I was working on. And, honestly, it does seem to resonate with some people just that they can get simple, honest food with clean ingredients conveniently.
All right. I have a couple questions because we always like talking to people in the restaurant industry about their other favorites.
Yeah.
For both of you, I'm sure places you've worked before are on the list, but Chris, how about you go first? Favorite places to eat?
Oh, wow. Our family go-to, I mean, Young Joni, we live in Northeast, so that's definitely one.
You got a couple preteen, teenage kids.
Right.
Yep.
Excited to introduce them to the Vincent Burger. I hear that's coming back to town.
Yes, they're doing a pop-up on Sunday at Edo where you can get the mm-hmm. Vincent Burger. But yeah, he's opening a new spot too, which will be fun. How about you, Paul?
My favorite restaurant in the Twin Cities is probably Briano's in Eagan.
Oh, Briano's is so good.
It's just this little deli. And
yes.
If you don't know it's there, it's kind of hard to find.
A friend of mine texted me The other day and said, I remember the TV story you did at Briano's and showed me a picture of his sandwich. That what's your order? What do you get there?
Oh, the Briano's special for sure. The like classic, that, you know, hoagie. Yeah.
It's so good. And their pizza's great too. Like a nice thin crust with a great red sauce.
Oh, actually they're frozen pizzas that you can get, you know, with
it's
your
sandwich. So far for me. I live in Maple Grove. Egan is like the other end of the universe. If anyone is in Egan and can stop at Briano's and bring me some food, I will pay you for it.
Yeah, I live nowhere near there, so it's not
so
something
good.
I get often.
I know.
Oh, actually, another one out down there that if I'm going that way, Mediterranean Cruise Cafe also doesn't get enough respect, but that place is awesome.
I've never been there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Baba's Hummus, have you had that?
Yes, they make it's the that. Same that's, family,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's some delicious hummus. But man, their restaurant.
It's like their dad is who owns the Mediterranean Cruise Cafe. Right?
Yeah, and I went to high school with one of his kids, Khalid, and he was super cool. And so we went there a couple times, you know, during high school. And yeah, I still love that place. And sometimes I drive out of my way just to go
cool.
get it.
I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are both great spots. Great spots. Favorite pizza place? You mentioned Young Joni. Do you have a favorite? What are the kids like?
Kids are straight pepperoni, you're talking Young Joni.
Yeah. My youngest is always pepperoni and sausage. Very annoying to take him on a restaurant review with me.
Mm-hmm.
It's like if you've read 10 years of restaurant reviews, you've seen pepperoni and sausage pizza mentioned in a disproportionate number of reviews.
Right.
Oh, I'm sure.
Thanks to Sam. Thank you, guys. Toma Moho is the name of the restaurant. Go check it out. Let me know what you think. And we're cheering for you.
Thanks.
Obviously, you guys want a bunch of these to open up, so I hope you get it done. Thanks so much for listening to the DeRussia Eats podcast on WCCO Radio, 830 AM. We do conversations with chefs, with farmers, with small business people every Tuesday and Thursday at 4 p.m. The podcast is available every week. If you enjoyed what you heard, I would love for you to leave us a review. Give us however many stars you can. I don't know, 10, 20 stars would be nice, 5 stars, and leave your feedback as well. It really helps us grow and helps support covering the food community here at WCCO Radio and in the DeRussia Eats podcast. If you'd like to email me with an idea or a question about the restaurant scene, you can email Jason at Audacy@audacy.com. Jason@audacy.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll see you next time on the DeRussia Eats podcast.
Thanks for listening to DeRussia Eats. Dan Cook is our producer. Jason DeRussia is your host. Please subscribe on your favorite podcast platform and leave us a review. DeRussia Eats is a production of Audacy.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.